It's 2 minutes past five. Let's talk on my favorite segment on radio. Every Wednesday, I bring you the realest business show on radio.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I would spend on fuel on fro was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Alright, Lagos, let's talk about something that a lot of you have on your minds, probably have questions about. The Senate looking into multi-choices pricing. Should they be doing it? Should the Senate be looking into multi-choices pricing? Now, as you know by now, the Senate has told MultiChoice to suspend its plan to increase bouquet prices for DSTV and GoTV, which brings me to today's business hard fact. It's the same business hard fact as last week. The Manufacturers Association of Nigeria has told Nigerians to expect price increases in goods because of soaring diesel prices. Like I told you last week, diesel prices have more or less tripled since January. We were talking about 260 naira per litre back then. Now we are in the neighborhood of 750 naira. And that's why MultiChoice announced 2 weeks ago that they are raising DSTV and GoTV subscription prices. They're blaming, quote, the rising costs of inflation and business operations, end quote. Diesel is one of their operating costs. They need to run their production studios, their satellite uplink stations. They need to run a lot of those places 24/7 around the clock. That's a lot of diesel. Also, DSTV gets paid in Naira, but they pay for their content in Forex. So the drop in the Naira is affecting their balance sheet. But the Senate is saying, you know, consign them. MultiChoice, don't raise your price. The Consumer Protection Tribunal has also asked MultiChoice to pause the price hike because someone is suing them and the FCCPC. The FCCPC is being sued because they themselves did not stop MultiChoice. FCCPC's position is that they can only stop a price increase if it's an essential commodity or if the price hike is unreasonably high. Otherwise, every business has a right to set their price. Now, apart from the price pause, the Senate also asked MultiChoice to set up what they're calling pay-per-view. Specifically, they want a situation where if you only watch your DSTV for 10 days in a month, you only pay for those 10 days, not the full month. I think the more accurate term for this is pay-as-you-go, not pay-per-view in the TV world, because pay-per-view means something very specific in the TV world. Right? But there could be a technological challenge here. DSTV is a satellite TV service, and it's essentially impossible to implement this type of metered pay-as-you-go service on satellite TV. Because your satellite dish in your house is one way. It can only receive. It does not transmit. So your dish cannot tell DSTV whether your decoder is on or off. And if DSTV doesn't know that your decoder is off, how does it know when to stop billing you? Except maybe we want DSTV to create a whole new type of decoder that works like your prepaid meter for NEPA. I don't know. But let's even say that pay-as-you-go is technologically possible. Would it make business sense? Would it work? I asked Chief Andy Oboforiwo that question because he's in venture capital. Part of his job is to analyze business models to see if they work or not. And he texted me this, quote, let's assume DSTV bows to federal government and offers me pay-as-you-view. So I now only pay for the number of hours I watch. Let's say, to make this possible, DSTV divides their monthly bills into hourly bills. most of us will end up paying less than half of what we pay now. That will be disastrous for the business. If DSTV loses half its revenue, it will have half as much money to pay for broadcast rights for the channels it offers. DSTV will be forced to drop some channels, and as the channels get dropped, fewer people will be subscribe to lower bouquets because there's less variety. This will lead to more revenue erosion and therefore more lost channels. Until we end up with a bare minimum of self-sustaining channels, for example, one sport, cartoon, one Nollywood channel each, the only way out of this would be to raise the hourly subscription rates. DSTV will keep raising it until they make enough to pay for enough channels to make you happy. So if you really want to pay as you view, you have a choice. A higher hourly rate, which will end up matching your monthly subscription anyway, or a much smaller selection of channels. Your monthly subscription is actually subsidizing your variety. End quote. That was from Chief Andy Oboforibo. So that's something to think about, right? Like, I know a lot of people support this idea of pay as you go or pay as you view. But now that you've heard this analysis, what do you think? Should the Senate and the Consumer Protection Tribunal stop DSTV from raising its prices? Now, leaving aside the tech challenges with pay as you view, do you think it would make sense, or do you think that the business model would lead to higher prices and or fewer channels? Women, call me on 01465-7190, 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Oyi.
Oyi, good to have you on the show. Welcome, go ahead.
Good to have you too. Sandra, for me, I think this is misplacement of priority from the Senate. There are a lot of things wrong with our nation. You know, we are not perturbed about how much DSTV. Not that we are not troubled, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah. The
current situation in Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
Everybody is raising its price. So why are they trying to stop them?
Yeah.
We have things that are bothering Nigeria more, not DSTV. Please, they should try and.
Who did that? What happened there? Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome. What's your name?
Sandra, this is Sandra.
Oh, hi, Sandra. Welcome. Leave my call, oh. Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. We have a new call screener, so she's trying to figure out how it's working. Sorry. 99.3. Sandra, call me back, okay? Hello?
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. This is Big Mike from Okota.
Big Mike, what do you think?
Yeah. Sandra, you see, the problem with the country, as things are not going very well, especially among the masses, is that we are distracted with a lot of things. So even the things that should matter, we don't have time to face them and put them aright. One of those distractions is television. We watch too much television and sometimes the most useless content for the longest period of hours, especially our youths, we the youths, I'm amongst them. I have my GoTV here, I've not watched it for almost 8 months. Before I put it on again, now maybe for 2 months, the service subscription. And after that, if I on it, what else I say is...
Sorry.
What else I say is that... The analysis of the man that you give is accurate in the business sense,
okay,
to a certain extent.
Okay.
But as we all know, at least most of us know, DSTV practices pay as you go in other surrounding nations, even in Africa here. You understand? And it will be favored. However they survive on that in those places, they will have to survive on that. They can use it as an argument to the government and say, look, you have to reduce on our license fee. You have to, based on this, even the competitive exchange rate of the naira to the dollar, those are the things they will put forward.
Okay, so I hear you, but the only thing that you said that is not accurate is that DSTV practices pay as you go anywhere else. They don't, not even in South Africa.
You don't mean it?
They don't. They don't practice pay as you go anywhere.
Well, there are other satellite people like them who do that. So they should follow suit. If they're not doing that, then they're taking advantage of Africa.
No, there are no satellite cable providers that do pay as you go. It's technologically almost impossible. Like the technology, technology is difficult. The only one who claimed the only person that claimed that they could do it was TSTV. But where is TSTV now?
I think they did not allow them to set up because of what they were bringing in.
No, that's not what happened.
because I read something like that, and the other arms that were already existing, both mouth together.
They were allowed. They set up. They started selling decoders, Seth.
Okay. The fact is that when it comes to technology, the fact that we can do pay as you go with the networks and co, the network something.
It's not network. It's satellite. Satellite TV service.
Going to a network ultimately. Even the ones that they're doing on DSTV.
It's not the same technology. Your phone is two ways, right? You're talking to me, I'm talking to you. It's transmitting what we're both doing.
Yeah.
But with satellite dish, is one way. That's why anytime you call DSTV to complain about your decoder, they will say, make sure your decoder is switched on. Because they don't have technology to tell whether your decoder is on or off.
They have this thing that always flashes on the screen, like a code number. I think that code number flashes on the TV every now and then and sends them a reply showing that this thing is working or this decoder has not been tampered with or bypassed. Is that code usually flashed?
Yes, but you have to send the code by phone. The DSTV cannot do it by itself. Again,
in any case,
it's one way.
In any case, the DSTV that they are providing itself, there is a lot of repeated programs. Last time I checked, a lot of repeated films, repeated everything. If we are paying these exorbitant rates for what will be repeated. Then somebody must look into it.
But you have a choice now. Don't you have a choice? You have a choice to not watch. So personally, for instance, I've not used DSTV for like 3 years now. But I've been getting entertainment from a lot of other sources.
They sold their premises of their DSTV on the back of the fact that it has multiple channels.
But now you have seen multiple channels and you've seen that they are repeating. If you go and buy fuel at a filling station and you see that their meter is not good, even though they are promising you cheaper fuel, won't you go to another filling station and say, okay, your own meter is working? Will you say, you must do something? Okay, I've talked to you long enough. Thank you very much for calling. Because at the end of the day, that's the argument. The argument here is, number one, is DSTV/GoTV an essential service? That's the first question you have to answer. Is it an essential service? Number two, should the Senate be looking into their pricing? Because again, they are a business. They are a business operating in Nigeria, which means all the problems that Nigerian businesses are currently facing at the moment, including your own businesses that have made you raise your prices, affecting DSTV as well. So again, is DSTV an essential service? Is DSTV's pricing something that the Senate should be looking into? Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra. This is Sandra.
Hi. Hi, Sandra. Welcome back.
Thank you. And, the thing is, like the lady said, mixed place priority.
Okay.
They should mandate all these distribution companies to give us the meter, so that the people that pay 50,000 a month for light that they did not use, Sandra, ask people. You have to do a program on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this month that they said to this one fell, this one stopped, Ask people how much they were billed, because towards the end of the month they started flashing light like two minutes, and they will tell you they gave you, like, you know, because of the law that says after so long and you don't have light, you don't have to pay.
Mm.
So ask them. They should mandate these distribution companies that they own, those people there, you know, off your mic, that they should give everybody, meter everybody. And then they should merge that disco and those boys that dance the disco and then those that are distributing and those that are, what is it, Jenkos.
Generating.
So that they, you know, sometimes I call them. I call them and say, what is happening? Hey, madam, we bought lights. And then the people did not pay. So they won't buy. So they go on strike from buying. Mm. And then people will just stay in darkness. Mm. Have you heard that, Sandra?
Mm-hmm, I have, yeah.
No. Bring them to the station. Let's talk. Let's go. Let people know. No. We shouldn't allow these things. Mm. The laws are there. There's no punishment for kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they made that law 100 years ago, there was no kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
Have they talked about it?
Mm-hmm.
Rape. What is the punishment for rape, Sandra? What is it? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things. How many times have they called people, these AI force, all those things that are killing our armies?
Mm-hmm.
Go through the forest. Use drone. Get drone. Pour sleeping chemical there. Let everybody sleep. When you go in there, select the ones that are kidnappers and bandits. You will know they are hostages.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They should stop talking. DSCV already has 1,000 bill. They have 3,000. So if you're paying 20,000, good for you. Or maybe they have asked them for something and they refused. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra. Thank you very much for calling. Well, we do have, I believe, 28 years minimum as a jail sentence for rapists. It could go higher than that. And I believe that they are working on legislation for kidnapping. Because like I always say, I mean, the job of lawmakers is to make as many laws as possible. They can't stay one law or be doing like two laws, you know. They can do five at the same time, you know. Is this one of the ones they should be looking at? Now, they're not making a law. They're simply looking into multi-choice's pricing. And they're saying, multi-choice, don't do it. Don't raise your price. And I'm asking you if you think that that's their business. This is our business segment on Nigeria Info, on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The show's called Hard Facts, but this segment is Balogun and Broad. And today, we are firmly on Broad Street. And we're trying to hear what you believe should happen here with DSTV's pricing. 2 weeks ago, they announced that they'll be raising prices for DSTV and GoTV. I'm talking about MultiChoice, sorry. That MultiChoice will be raising prices for GoTV and DSTV. They, like I said, I've said this so many times, right? So they get paid in Naira. DSTV and GoTV get paid in Naira. But the content that you are watching on these stations are paid for in Forex. So the drop in Naira is affecting their balance sheet. Diesel is one of their operating costs. They need to run their production studios and their satellite uplink stations. And they need to run a lot of these places 24/7. Around the clock. That's a lot of diesel. Diesel prices have gone up from 260 Naira to over 800 Naira. So there's a lot happening there. Consumer Protection Tribunal asked MultiChoice to pause their price hike because someone is suing them and the FCCPC. But FCCPC says, well, if the commodity is not an essential one, if the price hike is not unreasonably high, every business has a right to set their prices. So I'm asking you if you think, you know, DSTV is unreasonably raising, MultiChoice is unreasonably raising their prices. And if you believe that DSTV and GoTV are essential commodities, are they essential commodities? 01465-7190. Should the Senate be looking into this? Like I said, I spoke with a venture capitalist and he said that... let me read you what he said. Let me read it again. I read it before, but for those who are tuning in, let me read it again. He said, quote, let's assume DSTV bows to federal government and offers to pay me pay as you go and offers me pay as you go. So I now only pay for the number of hours I watch. Let's say to make this possible, DSTV divides their monthly bills into hourly bills. Most of us will end up paying less than half of what we pay now. That will be disastrous for the business. If DSTV loses half its revenue, it will have half as much money to pay for broadcast rights for the channels it offers. DSTV will be forced to drop some channels, and as channels get dropped, fewer people will subscribe to the lower bouquets because there's less variety. This will lead to more revenue erosion and therefore more lost channels. Until we end up with a bare minimum of self-sustaining channels like sports, cartoon, Nollywood, the only way out of this would be to raise the hourly subscription rate. DSTV will keep raising it until they make enough to pay for enough channels to make you happy. So if you really want to pay as you view, you have a choice. A high hourly rate, which will probably end up matching your monthly subscription anyway, or a much smaller selection of channels. Your monthly subscription is actually subsidizing your variety, end quote. Those are the words of Chief Andy Oboforibo. He comes on the show all the time, and I reached out to him. I was like, what do you think about this thing? And he sent me that text message, and that's what I just read for you. So that's something to think about. You let me know what you think. My own is just ask questions. 0700-993-993-993. I'll take one call, and then I'll bring you information from UNICEF. Hello, how are you doing?
Sandra!
Hey!
Alaba,
what do you think?
Sandra, stop defending these people now.
I'm not defending. I'm giving you the facts.
You like money.
Who don't like money?
No. See, like I tell you, Sandra. Na Nigeria with this.
Okay.
You understand? And then, I won't lie to you. People are really... They are really, really getting angry.
Okay.
Sandra, we're even working. Let's assume you are getting 100,000 in a month. Minus maybe 25,000 naira out of that 100,000 naira. And then you will buy rice or buy gari. Let's assume that you have maybe two or three children in 100,000 naira.
Oh, sorry. Call back, Alaba, because I really want to hear the rest of that conversation, especially because I wanted to ask you whether DSTV is something you must have. Must you have it? Is GoTV something you must have? Those are just, because I said essential commodity. Are these things essential? Food is essential. Cloth is essential. Air is essential. Water is essential. Housing is essential. Cable TV, is it essential? Let's talk about UNICEF.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on fro was 4,000.
On Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Lagos, you're still listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts. We're joined now by the head of intelligence at Tears Business, Michael Famoroti. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Pleasure to be here, Sandra.
Lagos, let's hear your questions for Michael as well. Please ask him about anything you want to ask. He's the guy to answer those questions. And those questions have to be about the Senate's order to multi-choice. Michael, first of all, under what conditions does the government have the right to dictate prices to private businesses?
How honest am I allowed to be here?
Very honest. Completely, 100%.
The Senate has no business having this discussion. I saw a clip on Twitter yesterday that I think the House of Reps were discussing the dressing of one of their honorable colleagues. Somebody was distraught that another member was not well in time. And I thought, these people don't have work. But honestly, that is a more productive conversation than the Senate discussing the SME prices. They have no business doing it, but actually it is one of their favorite topics. Mm. So if you search online, you find that every 2 or 3 years, the Senate will table this. Mm. It's like there's a roster that they go through certain topics and then they get back, it's time for DSTB again. Let's handle their matter. That's really the approach here. They have no business doing it. Particularly now that we have the FCCPC, which was set up a few years ago, that is set up to handle this precise matter. And I heard you earlier referencing them. Right? So the Senate again, the Senate, the National Assembly as a whole, NBC, none of these guys have any business dictating prices to any pay TV.
Okay, so yes, they don't have a right to do it, but are there conditions where government has the right to dictate prices to private businesses? Because again, we need to have this conversation away from DSTV. A lot of people who listen to this segment, who listen to Nigeria Info, are business owners. They are private business owners, right? So they also need to know if there are certain conditions that allows government to dictate prices to their private business.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I would say that there are two broad conditions. Right? One is in the event of something that we call price gouging. Price gouging is when there's an extraordinary event and suppliers in a market hike up prices of a product that has now become a necessity because they want to exploit that. Right? So a very good example is when COVID first hit and suddenly hand sanitizers were costing 30,000 naira when before they were costing 2,000 naira. Now, that is an established situation for when governments around the world step in and say, no, it is not in the public interest to do this. You are being exploitative. Even then, there are still some debates, but I would say that that is a legitimate reason. The second situation is broader, and this is where honestly, you get into trouble with governments that have bad intents. But generally speaking, when they are acting in the public interest, governments do step in and control prices. Hmm. And there are lots of examples of this, right? You go to the US, very famously in New York, for a very long time, lots of apartments in some of the best parts of New York City have been rent controlled, meaning that landlords cannot charge rent above a certain price. Hmm. It's a very controversial policy, but it's something that I know has been running since at least the 90s. Hmm. And I think that there's still parts of the city that are subject to that. You come to Nigeria and you see something like petrol. Again, the government believes that it is in the public interest to control the price of petrol. Now, I say that this is where you get into trouble because governments often make bad decisions, even when they have good intentions. Mm. Right? Market prices are market prices for a reason, right? They balance the market in the long term. They are not always correct. And when markets fail, governments are allowed to step in. But actually, I would say that in Nigeria, we suffer more often from instances of government failure than market failure, right? And you had been speaking about whether DSTV is a necessity. One of the key conditions for acting in the public interest is this product, something that affects a large proportion of the population? Hmm. I do not think pay TV crosses that threshold. At the very least, petrol arguably does. PTV surely does not.
Okay. Now, MultiChoice wants to raise bouquet prices. What reasons have they given for this price revision?
I mean, so the thing is, and this is where Nigerians need to be honest with themselves. Look, I am the most upset person about higher subscription prices. I don't want to pay higher prices. No one wants to pay higher prices, but everybody knows, as we say, the situation on ground. You look, for example, at FX and how that has changed over the last 5 years, right? We've gone from a situation where the dollar is about, 260, 300 to you getting it on the black market for 500, 550. DSTV's or MultiChoice costs are heavily dollarized. So their costs have just been going up. Then you look at the big one today, which is energy prices. Everybody's energy bills, regardless of if you're using firewood in the village or you are running 10,000 diesel generators, except you are on solar, everybody's bills have gone up, right? And that is true for individuals, for churches, for mosques, and it's true for multi-choice. And it's important that we're honest about that. So if a business says, look, our cost of production has gone up, therefore, we are passing on this cost to
the consumers.
Consumers, it is at least understandable. It does not mean that we bend over and just take it, but it is understandable to start from admitting that, yes, costs have gone up. And frankly, costs have gone up.
FCCPC has so far seemed reluctant to join the voices against multi-choice. Does this mean the FCCPC feels the price increase is in order?
So yes and no. And the first thing that I will say is that only FCCPC and the people around them, because you could interpret their silence as them affirming the choice of pay TV's players and saying, yes, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Or because this is Nigeria, you can take their silence as we don't want to get involved because there are other people involved here that have either explicitly or implicitly told us to not get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Do remember that FCCPC is a new regulatory body.
Mm-hmm.
They are finding their feet.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a few interesting moments. There was a proposed merger in the FMCG space that a few months ago that they got into the limelight for. But barring that and a few other things, they've not really made waves. Whether that's intentional or not, I don't know. All I know is that it is not the MO of the Nigerian regulator. Right? They like to come in and stamp their authority. That's not what these guys have done. You can interpret that as, you know, good regulation, or you can interpret that as actually somebody has taken out their teeth and they can't do much.
Now, on the one hand, you have those who say that the best thing is pay as you view. In fact, if you were listening before we started talking, you were hearing my conversation with Lagos. So on the one hand, you have people who say that the best thing is pay as you view or pay as you go. On the other hand, others say that such a model would trigger a vicious cycle where DSTV's revenues drop sharply, which reduces the number of licenses they can buy, which leads to fewer channels, which leads to fewer subscribers, and so even less revenue, and so on. Which way do you lean?
So the honest truth is that this is an empirical question. It's not a matter of opinion.
Okay.
I respect the opinion of the first camp, but this is not a matter of opinion. It is like us arguing about gravity. Go out and test it yourself.
Okay.
So I lay firmly on the second camp because all around the world, right, evidence and research shows very, 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 very clearly that it is cheaper to offer subscription models to the customer, and it is also better for the supplier. So this is one of those rare win-win situations where if we move to pay-per-view, both suppliers and customers will lose out. And that is actually not a common occurrence. So that's part of why multi-choice pushes back so much. It's not because they like us. If they would benefit, they would them too. They would happily do pay-per-view. But because they understand that even they will suffer and we will suffer and nobody wins. And again, it's an empirical thing. It's simple math. If you do the math yourself, you will see that if I bundle services that a range of people like, I'm able to charge a lower fee for everyone than if I offer pay-per-view, particularly because I heard somebody saying about charging per hour. That one is serious. The more you modularize the offering, the more expensive it becomes, right? And there are reasons for this, right? One of the biggest reasons, apart from just it being simple math, is the packages that these operators purchase from content vendors, those packages themselves are bundled. Take Disney, for example. Disney owns a range of content channels online across different types and genres, sports, entertainment, music, and so on. So when Disney sells to DSTV, it's not selling them per hour. It's selling these things in packages. So if MultiChoice buys that as a bundle and then breaks that bundle down, the individual price is going to be very, very, very expensive. So again, it is actually simple economics, and it's why I'm baffled by why any person who genuinely wants to not pay more would argue for pay-per-view.
You often hear claims that MultiChoice is a monopoly, you know, that other people are not allowed to set up. I had a conversation with a namesake of yours, Michael, who called in earlier on, and he was like, you know, TSTV, for instance, was not allowed to set up. You know, I had to, of course, say that TSTV was allowed to set up, but they just couldn't stick around in the market. Now, but you have other people who say that there is no monopoly since we do have alternatives like terrestrial broadcast TV and other cable services like Star Times. I wonder what you think. Do you think that this is a monopoly, or is this just a very successful business?
Yeah. Okay, so the last question, I was adamant that it's an empirical answer. So there's no argument. This is subjective.
Okay.
And the first thing that I would say is that 99.99% of Nigerians don't know what a monopoly is. And I'm confident to say that, because even I, as an economist, I will struggle to really answer the question generally, is DSTV a monopolist? You go to the head of the UK Competition Commission, they will struggle to answer it, but it is a complex question that teams of economists spend 50 hours a week, 7 days a week, spending your time. And so when somebody comes, oh, is it not? What are you talking about? This is not something that you understand. It is a very difficult question to answer because you have to look at different dimensions, and you've highlighted some of them. One of them, for example, is people look crudely at the number of participants in the market. Well, that is not as relevant, because if you use that, strictly speaking, DSTV or MultiChoice is not a monopoly, right? But that's a crude measure.
Okay.
While people look at market share, again, if you look at market share by number of subscribers, MultiChoice is not a monopoly. It's not even the dominant player. But when you look at it by revenue, suddenly MultiChoice becomes the dominant player. Another more scientific way of looking at a monopoly is this a company that can freely dictate prices? That's where it gets interesting, because that's a more empirical and economic way of looking at it. Now, my view is that actually DSTV MultiChoice is a price taker. They cannot dictate prices. I compare it to an industry like the cement industry that, you know, we have a number of large players. You have Dangote Cement, you have WAPCO, you have CCNN, you have a few others. But in my view, in that market, because Dangote Cement is a price maker, i.e. they set prices and everybody follows, that is an effective monopoly. GSTD does not control its prices in the same way. Most of its prices just really comes from costs. They are a high volume, low margin business. So whatever the cost is, they add a bit of margin and that's the price, right? So I don't really buy the argument that DSTV is a monopoly, because when I look at the 10 criteria that I will use, they only satisfy like two or three. And that is a very low bar to set, right? And if this does not convince Nigerians, again, think more basically about the cruder ways you think about a monopoly. The pay TV market doesn't fit that. In fact, as an economist, I would say that it's an oligopoly, a market dominated by a handful of firms that have dominant market power individually, mm. but only when they come together as a cartel can they dictate the market. Mm. Thankfully, that's not the case here.
Okay. All right. Lagos, I'm sure you have questions for our guest, Biko. Call in and ask those questions. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. What do you think about his answers? We've got Michael Famorotti. He's the head of intelligence at Steers Business. But before Lagos calls, I want to quickly sneak another question in. Michael, what do you think happens next?
Well, I think this is a question that is answered very simply. This is Nigeria. The first thing is that there will be a lot of talk. Why do you go back and forth? And then nothing will happen. Yesterday, we either delay the price increase or go ahead with it. Because everybody from the Senate to multi-choice to consumers to, but I know that it's basic economics. And if your GT Bank can email me saying they are reducing their opening hours from 8 to 5 to 8 to 4 because of the power situation, please, any other business that is taking action based on that power situation is entirely understandable. That is the reality of the world that we are currently living in.
99.3, hello. Thanks for calling. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name, sir?
My name is George.
Hi, George. Welcome.
Yes. I'm a digital communications expert, so I probably can chip into this.
Fantastic. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not in total agreement of what you, your guest, and even Chief Opofobibo said, or whatever, I don't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it seems you guys are making a case for DSTV as against what Nigerians want. Okay, so this was the same scenario we had with mobile telecommunications, mm-hmm. GSM companies. When an MTN, for instance, told us in Nigerians that per second billing was not possible.
Mm.
And then Glo came into the market with per second billing, and then every Nigerian knew per second billing was actually possible.
Mm.
With satellite TV, it's actually possible to run a pay.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Please call back. I really want to hear what you have to say. But Michael, he made a few points. He didn't get to the end of the points he was making. What do you think, Michael?
I mean, again, there's a difference between what is possible and what is economy. Again, please, Nigerians, go and lobby. Multi-choice should do pay-per-view. Come back in 3 years, let us discuss if prices have gone up or down. There's a simple empirical question. It is not my opinion. It's like us arguing about 2 + 2. It is not my opinion. It is a mathematical question. So it is possible to do pay-per-view.
Mm.
It is easy to do pay-per-view, but you will pay more.
Okay.
If anybody has research evidence to counter that, please bring it.
99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Smith.
Smith, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think both sides, in the sense that if you compare to what others are paying abroad, I have an uncle that lives in the US.
Mm.
They monthly they pay over $120-$130 in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they have options of streaming. But here, DSTV has monopolized everything. If they see you streaming sports channel in Nigeria, they said it's a copyright because they have the right to show football in Nigeria. But abroad, they have the right. If you don't want to go with cable television, they have a steady, good internet connection. So with the internet connection, you can go with IPTV and other ways of streaming channels. But that is not happening here. We need to have that liberty to, I don't want DSTV. Okay, without DSTV, is there any other means of watching football? you see when these guys were in charge of premiership in Nigeria, what's their name again? They lost the right to DSTV. After that, nobody was subscribing to them again because people were DSTV were watching nights because of the football. Few people are subscribing because of African Magic and all that. Take away the sports from DSTV, it will collapse. So they should give Nigerians other options of viewing football in Nigeria that nobody will come after you and say you are copyrighting DSTV content.
All right. Thank you for calling. What do you think about that comment? Unfortunately, that's the last call we can take because we're out of time. What do you think, Michael?
So I guess my first question, I guess we are trying to hear back from the gentleman is, who the they is he keeps on referring to? You know, we talk about they should give Nigerians. I'm like, I don't know who they is. Is it God? Is it Allah? Is it God Duari? I don't know. But all I know is that pay TV content works in a market. When take Premiership, for example, when they want to sell the foreign rights, anybody can go and bid. Right. Sandra, next time, let's gather money and go and bid and try and look. Anybody can go and bid. Multi-choice does not exclude anybody. Quite famously, years ago, about 10 years ago now, HiTV came up, outbid Multi-choice, got the rights, and tons of people migrated to HiTV. What HiTV found that is not by buying rights or to Premier League alone. It is a difficult business.
It is. Right?
And a few years later, they went under. Right? So anybody can go and bid for these football rights. DSTV, Multi-choice, you know, GoTV, StarTimes, none of these guys exclude anybody. Right? There's an auction, they bid. Once they win the rights, then they have the exclusive license to distribute that content. And that is a principle that is enshrined in intellectual property law. Once we say, oh, we want to take that right and distribute it to other people, our intellectual property, in fact, our entire entertainment industry will collapse. Because when Film House gets the right to distribute a movie, I don't call in and complain that, oh, why can I not watch it on NTA? NTA did not buy the rights. If they want to show the movie, they should buy the rights. They are allowed to. Right? Again, it's simple economics. I repeat, it is an emotive issue. I do not want my subscriptions to go up. Please, if there's any way of begging GSTP, Multi-choice, help me beg them. But I recognize that this is economics. There's nothing that I can do about it. And I just have to make a choice. Do I keep paying? Do I go to a lower pay? Or do I migrate to another service? The beauty of content these days is that there is actually a lot of variety.
Yeah.
Even for the Premier League today in Nigeria, you can watch it without having Multi-choice. Amazon has the rights to some Premier League games. Right? So go and get your Amazon subscription and watch those games.
Okay, stop doing advert for Amazon. Thank you very much for joining us on the show. Michael Famoranti is the head of intelligence at Stairs Business. Stairs Business is a business publication. You should check them out. Balogun and Broad will return next week, Wednesday at 5. We'll face another business issue. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Stick around. There's more fun stuff happening right here on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't go away.